You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coach, is what, you ever go to the Final Four? And I know you have, because that's where we met about 20 years ago. And
Atlanta.
You go in the lobby, and it's like, hey, how you doing, Coach? How was the season, Coach? Hey, Coach, how you doing, Coach?
Yeah,
coach.
That's because everybody there is a coach.
Even if you're not a coach, everybody there is coach.
They're all coaches.
And so Coach
that's
becomes...
That's literally called the Coach's Hotel.
The vernacular of Coach is, hey, Coach! Lo Neal was famous for that. Coach! Everybody was Coach.
Texans on the clock with the 42nd pick. We'll give that to you in a sec. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. 42nd pick, Houston Texans take Kamari Lassiter.
I like the pick.
Cornerback from Georgia.
5'11 and a half, Mark. Not quite 6 feet. If he was 6 feet, he probably would have been a first rounder. I like his 40 time, 4.66. I like the player, and I like the pick.
4.66 is slow.
It's a good fit.
That's slow.
For the Houston Texans. Might have been 4.46. I looked away.
Yeah, 4.66 for a corner.
Probably getting run by
a
little bit.
What are we doing? Seriously.
More like a linebacker.
You're not going to stay with Tank Dell doing that crap. It'll run right by you.
Fewest coverage yards allowed in the FBS last year, according to PFF.
136 yards total for the year?
Total, yeah. It's a no-fly zone.
Damn.
Yeah, I like the pick.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Let me check out that 40 time. I hope it's not 4.66.
Cardinals, Raiders, Packers, Colts are the next four teams, but let's be real, they're all going to trade them, so who cares? But anyway, we will we'll keep you up to date. Listen, if you're just joining us, just hopping in your car after a day of work, welcome in. It's Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, and I think here's the lead. I am absolutely thrilled to say I am starting to get real comfortable with the idea that the 49ers offense next year in September is going to be intact. Now, there are a lot of hurdles to still cross. The biggest one is Brandon Ayuk's got to sign a contract and be a happy camper and get into camp. So there is that. Plus, I don't think you can fully pull a Deebo Samuel trade off the table just quite yet. We're 42, 43 picks in. With all the reports that are out there, Mike Silver says it's quiet. Jake Hutchinson says he doesn't think that it's going to happen. And the top picks in the second round are off the board. And three of the teams that have been rumored to potentially be talking to the Niners have all selected wide receivers already in this round. Add it all up, and I'm getting real damn close to feeling like Brock Purdy can look to his left in week one, and there's Brandon. Look to his right, and there's Deebo. And if we can do that for at least one more year, and right now that's all I want.
And look to his left or his right and see Ricky. And one thing that Jake Hutchinson mentioned, and I heard it from Bucky Brooks and everybody else we've talked to about the draft pick, is the word versatility. And what do we know about Kyle Shanahan? He loves versatility. Christian McCaffrey can be the second back in an I formation or an offset I. You can put him out wide. You can put him in the slot. George Kittle can be in line. You can put him in the slot. Deebo can play running back. He can play out wide. And now with the new draft pick, he can do those things as well. I don't know if he'll be a ball carrier, although he did complete a 51-yard pass at Arizona State, I saw. And he's a former high school quarterback as well. So he does have that skill set athletically, but you can put him in the slot. You can put him out wide. Kyle Shanahan has another weapon, a new toy with which to play and create offensively.
Well, and I don't know if this does anything for anybody, but people like to look at draft history. Like, for instance, I think the Niners should be barred from taking a running back in the third round. I think that should not be allowed.
Yeah.
Should not be allowed because it's done it a bunch and it doesn't work.
He might do it this year just to troll the fans.
I hope. That'd be fun, too. But anyway, point is this. Like, look at the 49ers, this group's history at wide receiver. A lot of people know the names that did not work out. And Grandy, maybe you could help us with this. What pick was Pettis?
Like, he was number 44.
Okay. So second
rounder.
I'm
looking at the list right now.
Started
with Trent Taylor, fifth rounder in 2017. Okay. That was the Solomon Thomas draft.
And that was a whatever for a fifth rounder. I don't know if that's hit or miss. It's like he's still in the league. He's back on the team.
Yes.
Fifth rounder. Okay. What
it's
else?
A miss, but he's still playing. Based on your cockamamie Adam Schefter
that's
tweet.
For first rounders only. Fifth rounders don't get
He's played 78 games, but most of them not on your team.
Yeah.
He was hurt as a Niner. He didn't work out as a Niner.
I guess my point is in the fifth round,
yeah.
when you pick someone who 7 years later is still in the league,
yeah.
that might be the definition of a hit. For a fifth rounder.
If only he would do it for your team, I'd agree
with
you.
Well, he's doing it again for our team.
The next year, Dante Pettis went number 44 overall.
34.
And Richie James, was he a Chief this year?
He was.
Super Bowl champ, Richie James. He was picked in the seventh round with pick 240.
Okay.
And again, Richie James did a little for the Niners, and then they parted ways. The next year, Debo at number 36.
Yep.
Jalen Hurd at 67. Never played a snap. He was a third rounder. Then it's Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings, seventh rounder.
Juwan is the outlier to what I'm thinking right now, but go ahead.
And then in 2021, they did not take a receiver.
Did not take one.
They took the year off, Mark. Danny Gray, third rounder in 2022.
Yep.
With pick 105. And then the seventh round, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, or Mike. If I like a pick, who cares who you like? Ronnie Bell.
Beautiful.
253 last year.
All right, so largely, I guess what you know, and this is a stupid like line to draw. I'm not really saying this, but the Niners largely, when they're picking a wide receiver after pick 40, doesn't go great. When they're picking a receiver in the top 40, goes really well. There's only two examples, but and Juwan Jennings is the outlier. That's a really good pick when you consider that it's a seventh rounder.
Yeah,
but. If that helps you at all, the only time the Niners have picked a receiver before in the top 40, it was Debo and Brandon. And those have both been absolute wild successes, of course, and now they do it again at pick number 31 with Ricky Pearsall. So that assessment, for what it's worth, I think that there is room for excitement and optimism. And it's not just because the 49ers picked him and it was the 31st pick, but it is also based on what you're hearing from people who've been around the kid, players in the league. The C.J. Stroud stuff was really interesting. And I know we've referenced it a couple times. For those of you who haven't heard it, this is from Bleacher Report Live's draft show.
Bro, he's elite. Who's he?
He gets open.
Especially in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle.
That's why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Oh, he's nasty, bro.
All right, that's Adam Lefko, the other voice, but the first
he's
one is
nasty.
Is C.J. Stroud, who said he's elite, and then toward the end of the interview was just like, I mean, he dropped his head and went, I wanted him bad. And I was thinking, you know, like two things. First of all, cool. That's like great. Like what a glowing endorsement of Pearsall. Here's the other thing I thought of. Hey, CJ, you know who doesn't want to go to the Texans? Ricky Pearsall. You have three really, really high-level receivers already.
Yeah.
Two of them are young and not going anywhere. Pearsall has a way quicker path to success with the Niners than he does with the Houston Texans.
Really?
Absolutely.
You got Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle.
1 year, Grandy. 1 year. Gone. Debo at a minimum. Christian's turning 30 next year. George Kittle, definitely staring at the downside. Ricky Pearsall, like, again, I think the difference between you and me and the way we look at this pick is you're thinking about now, and I'm thinking about the next 5 years.
Absolutely thinking about now. What happens if they don't win the Super Bowl this year?
Well, now you don't need to worry about it. Your two receivers stayed. This is exactly what I wanted. I didn't want Debo's replacement to be wet behind the ears. I didn't want him to be a brand new guy. I wanted him to be in the league for a year, learn from the guys, do a little boombox from the back for a little while, and check out what it's all about, learn Kyle Shanahan's system, and then be ready to be that dog in year two. That's what they're going to need from Ricky Pearsall. I think you got it. I know no one wants to hear patience in the first round, but we give this latitude to the Warriors when they're title contenders. You grab James Wiseman and be like, sit over there. We're going to go win a title. And nobody blinks at that. Same thing here. This guy does not need to be a dog this year. They need to win the Super Bowl. And they can do that with Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, and then Ricky can replace Debo next year.
Well, it's a little different because of the number of bodies in an NBA team. You know, you only need like eight or nine guys, so you can stash a rookie if you've got a veteran team, which the Warriors did. The Niners may need him based on injury and the availability they're in.
A-roll, not the role. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he doesn't play this year. But he doesn't need to be a featured role yet.
Picks are flying in here, Mark.
Yeah, they are. We've been missing a couple here. But I do love that sound. Perfect for the draft and Friday night. It's Friday at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock pop. Brought to you by Farmers Brewing Company. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, join us as we get ready for the weekend. And perhaps more surprising 49er moves. Any surprising 49er moves? We'll see. We're going to be sipping on the West Coast IPA. It is delicious sun up till sundown. Go grab a six-pack from Farmers Brewing at your nearest grocery store and enjoy the game with us and the beer here on 95.7 The Game. As we give you the Bochy voice, I do want to remind everyone in the midst of all of this NFL draft hullabaloo, you know who is performing at a ballpark near you in just about 2 hours, Dan Dibley?
The Giants?
Joey Bart.
Okay, Joey Big Stick Bart.
Joey Bart, who, if you didn't know, the Pirates have already nicknamed his extra base hits. They're called Bart Darts. Bart Dart.
Man, here it was Bart Sharts. Am I right?
Yeah. This one stings.
Sorry, Joey.
The only reason this doesn't totally sting is because Patrick Bailey looked great.
Well, let's talk Tom Murphy for a minute.
Well, but no, but Joey wouldn't be doing this in that spot. You're not having him as the once-a-week backup.
He's only has 23 at-bats in seven games. He's the twice-a-week backup in Pittsburgh.
Seven games. No, he's only played seven games.
Right, but it's not like he's playing every day in Pittsburgh.
He's playing most days. No catcher plays every day.
He's played seven games, seven of 28.
It took him a minute when he got there. Remember, the season had started, and Joey Bart hadn't all materialized yet.
Right.
So he missed a little, he clipped off the front of the season. But, no, look, your point's not unfair. It's not unfair.
Jeez.
Could have been him. It's also very, like, we also shouldn't freak out because it's 23 at-bats.
Right.
How many home runs? Three?
11?
No, for real.
Three.
Three.
In 23 at-bats.
23 at-bats, you got three bombs?
That's Bonzian. It is downright Bonzian.
One homer every seven at-bats?
Every eight. Yeah, he's hitting .304.
Crap.
And he's got seven hits, three bombskis, eight ribbies. What's Tom Murphy doing?
Less.
Yeah.
Less. Yeah.
Some catching up to do here, kid.
Yeah, we do. 43rd pick, the Arizona Cardinals.
Did you say
Cardinals.
Kamari Lassiter at 42?
We already did Kamari Lassiter.
My bad.
43rd pick, Arizona Cardinals, Max Melton, cornerback, Rutgers. 44th pick, the Las Vegas Raiders select someone with three last names, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Man.
Center.
Sounds like a law firm.
Center from?
Go Ducks.
Yeah.
It's a great pick by the Raiders.
I like the player. Why are you so mad, Grandy? Did you want him to go elsewhere?
I would love to see him in the Niner uniform, but yeah. I figured that was not going to happen.
Not going to get there, yeah. And with the 45th pick, the Green Bay Packers select Edgerrin Cooper.
I like the pick. I'll let you know when I don't
what
like
What position does he play?
Yeah, what
He's
position?
He's a quarterback.
Linebacker.
Sorry, I glanced away.
Texas A&M.
These eyes aren't working. A lot of corners went. Four corners in a row.
Yeah, four corners.
And a center and then the linebacker.
Yeah. You know.
He's a stretch linebacker. He can cover in space.
Stretch linebacker.
Oh, boy. Oh, I like the player, goodness. Mark.
Carolina Panthers on the clock and actually about to pick. This is pick 46. The Niners are 17 picks away.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get there.
At least right now. You don't?
Well, 17 times 7 minutes per pick would be...
Not everybody's going to take the whole 7 minutes.
I know. I realize that. But we're down to 46 minutes. I think it's going to be Grandy Country.
We've already had 13 picks come in.
In an hour and 15?
Yeah. And what if they trade up? Everybody else has.
Yeah. I don't...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, big moment. The first running back.
The pick is in.
Of 2024. As with the 46th pick... The Carolina Panthers select Jonathan Brooks.
That's a great pick.
Running back from Texas.
Texas, yeah. Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Torn ACL late in the 2023 season, but should be ready for training camp. Okay. This sounds like a perfect Niner pick. Remember when they used to draft everyone with a torn ACL?
Of course.
It was kind of their bit.
And the Giants signed everyone with a torn UCL.
Oh, geez.
We should change our initials from SF to CL. We love all the CLs, all the cruciate ligaments.
Totally.
We love them. But anyway, first running back is off the board. Jonathan Brooks goes to the Carolina Panthers, where he will never be heard from again.
Yeah, seriously.
You ever think about that, these guys? I mean, they don't really care. I think hashtag Blake Snell, I don't care where I play. They just want to go as high as possible because every single slot is more dollars. I understand that. But, man, time and space. You think about Ricky Pearsall. Like, I'm a wide receiver, and I end up on the 49ers versus I'm a wide receiver, and I get picked by, I don't know, the Raiders. Like, I'm a tight end.
Denver or,
yeah, Brock Bowers. We're going to the Raiders. Who's throwing me the ball? TBD, brother. His name is TBD. That's your quarterback.
Right.
Tough spot to be in, man.
And if you're getting drafted as a receiver in Kansas City or you're drafted into Buffalo or into Cincinnati or even Miami, you know, you're looking at teams with great offensive coordinators like Xavier Worthy gets drafted by the Chiefs. How you feeling about now? You're on the, you know, two-time defending Super Bowl champs with maybe the best coach in football and one of the three or four best quarterbacks ever. You're a Chiefs now, Xavier?
Yeah.
And on that team, all he has to do is basically go long, Xavier. Wear your track shoes and start running. That's about as good of a fit as you can find.
The New York Giants are not only on the clock, but the pick is in. And Dan Dibley likes the pick.
Okay.
We don't know who it is yet. But I'm going to predict that you're going to like the pick.
This may be the one that I actually don't like, Mark.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, this could be the time. 47, this might be a reach.
How did you read this one? I do think we are able to start transitioning our conversation from are they going to trade Brandon? Then it went to are they going to trade Debo? And now it gets to how are they going to make up with Brandon and Debo? And look, this is an adult world. I'm not worried about their feelings. This is professional football with big dollars and trades and contracts are part of the business. But listen to where both of these receivers are left and how do you read the fact that Shanahan and Lynch were talking about getting a text from Brandon Ayuk when they made this pick?
Brandon just texted.
We got on the way in.
Yeah. Fire pick.
Fire pick. No lie.
Can't lie.
Fire pick can't lie. Okay, so Brandon feels good about it. It's his buddy they used to play together. That's one thing. But we're moving on. Like, cool, Brandon stays. Oh, we still have that little item
right
about a multi-million dollar extension that needs agreement. That's number one. And Debo, who clearly, in speaking to Diana Rossini, felt annoyed There's no two ways about it. I'm not going to hear anyone, oh, Mark, you don't know. He's annoyed. There's no doubt about it. And so they're adults, and they'll play. But also, there are some feelings going on right now in the Niners receiver room.
I'm not worried about Brandon. I think the money will be the ultimate salve to whatever hurt feelings he either has or will have as this thing continues. And if Justin Jefferson gets a deal and if CeeDee Lamb gets a deal and the offer from the Niners is not close to those two or not better than those two or whatever Brandon's feeling, eventually if he signs, when he signs, he'll find an easier way to get over it than Debo. I'm more concerned about Debo because the word about them shopping him came late, and the idea that they were looking to trade him was one thing, but then you go out there and draft a receiver in the first round, a guy who ostensibly is in position to replace you. That, to me, is going to be a tougher wound to heal than the Brandon Ayuk contract issue.
I got a 1-2 punch for you, both at number 47 and 48. Number 47, the New York Giants select Tyler Newbin, safety from Minnesota.
It's a steal.
And the
seriously, to get Newbin at 47, I had him mocked at 61.
Can't believe he was still there. So, and then next is the Jacksonville Jaguars at 48. They are taking Mason Smith, defensive tackle, LSU.
He's great three technique. He's got two A's in his first name, too, Mark, which,
yeah,
which you don't
is
often see.
Very unsettling. It's like a Trent Baalke type of a thing where there's like one too many A's in there. You didn't need that. That tells me this is an inefficient person. I don't like the pick.
I actually like the pick, and I like the player. And when I see it spelled out like that, I want to say it like Grandpa Simpson. Mason!
By the way,
6'5", 306, Mark. He's a two-gap controller just by standing there.
These picks are firing in now. People are firing them in like two at a time.
We might get there.
We might get that Niner pick at number 63. We're already at number 50. The Commanders are on the clock. The Bengals have already got their 49th pick in. I do not see who it is yet. Let me see if I can find it for you. The pick is in, and with the 49th pick, the Bengals will select Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Defensive tackles are flying off the board, and man, Michigan had such a stout defense, I can't help but like that pick.
Okay. Stop.
I can't.
What are you waiting for the Niner?
6'3", 299.
Are you waiting for the Niner pick to say that you don't like the pick?
Son of a four-time All-Pro defensive tackle, Chris Jenkins.
Watch your mouth.
Same name.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
He's got the size and strength to set the edge when he lines up on the outside and anchor one-on-one between the tackles.
And we're not going to do a show where you just sit here and read stuff that you're seeing on the internet, and that's the show.
That's kind of the show.
No.
It's similar to the crap that you were rolling out earlier this week.
What are you talking about? I don't read.
Oh, here's my draft crush.
Oh, yeah, Malachi Corley.
Still not drafted.
Could go any second. No,
he
could go to the Niners.
I'm delivering real-time analysis here.
How would you feel if the Niners went receiver again?
Now, that would be something that you'd have to talk to.
Again.
Well, I wonder about the hurt feelings conversation, and you haven't mentioned Juwan Jennings, because if you go to...
Juwan Jennings could be on the move
today. I go to the depth chart at ourlads.com, great depth charts, and they have slotted in Pearsall as the starting slot wide receiver. Juwan Jennings is now the backup. Fire Kyle right now! This is website, but the idea that Juwan Jennings somehow might go to the bench... I mean, that might be the conversation that you have to have.
Well, I mean, what does that even mean? Somebody might go to the bench.
That means Juwan Jennings goes from not really playing much or to not playing much at all.
I don't think so. Again, these roles are very different, and this is something we talked about earlier with Hutch and others. Look, Debo's going to miss games. He just is. And who knows what Brandon may miss, Juwan. They all have different roles also. So I look forward to this. I know it annoys people. I don't care that he was a first-round pick. I want this to go slow. I want the 49ers and Ricky Pearsall to be like every relationship, Dibs.
Go slow.
Two people look into each other's eyes over a bottle of red wine and a medium rare steak, and they say, listen, I really love the way that this is going. Let's take it slow.
Or you have that same bottle of wine, and you look at her eyes, and you go, you know what? It's bang o'clock. Let's go. What's wrong with you, Grandy? It's a four-letter word.
Take it easy.
But it's allowable.
Take it easy, Obi. I mean, my God.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I thought you were going to invite her over.
Oh, yeah. Let's hold hands. I mean, let's get him in the starting line.
Ask her if she wants to come inside. Like, ask her if she wants to come up for a nightcap.
Right.
Like, something classy. Are you looking at her and saying that?
Have Are you familiar with the pace of things these days, such places as Tinder?
I mean,
Tinder.
Look at the pace of this second round. We're flying through this.
Bang o'clock. Actually, it's getting better and better. I mean, if Ricky Pearsall is your draft pick, and you take the Tinder approach, then he starts. He starts and he gets the first play.
He's definitely not starting. The Niners start two receivers.
At times.
Usually.
Yeah. I mean, and
I have a feeling they'll be named Debo and Brandon.
And I've laid out the playtime percentages, and Juwan Jennings gets about a third of the snaps as it is. 33.86% of the snaps. So now, if I'm Juwan, and I see Ricky Pearsall come in, and he's a guy who's played the slot a lot, if I'm Juwan, I'm not happy. I'm going from 33% down to what? 20?
Who knows? I don't.
All I'm saying is that's the conversation and the feelings that you may have to address as much as any.
Juwan's role is what it is. Now, I don't think anyone's going to be looking to a rookie, week three, being like, okay, we want you to be our large-bodied third-down converter. Like, that's what Juwan is. Nobody else on the team can do that. That's actually one of the things, if you really do want to, like, I don't know if we're even capable, but if we wanted to be serious for a second about evaluating Ricky Pearsall, one of the things that really sort of stands out to me is he looks like someone who can fit into a bunch of different wide receiver situations. Look at who the Niners have right now as receivers. Juwan Jennings, what do? Well, you have a huge body, and you convert when it's third and five. Like, that's what you're really good at. Brandon, what do? Well, you're a very, very precise route runner, therefore very good at the mid-range of wide receiver. We're not going to give it to you at the line of scrimmage very often. We're also not going to put you on a go route very often. Niners barely run any go routes.
Right.
They're down at the bottom of the league. But, man, 15 yards over the middle of the field, that's your sweet spot. Debo, what do? Well, that's your line of scrimmage guy. I'm unbelievable size, unbelievable toughness. Throw the swing route to me, put the ball in my hands, line me up in the backfield. That's what I do well. Hey, Ricky, what do you project as doing well? All of it.
Maybe not the line of scrimmage yak stuff.
Right, but that's not even usually wide receiver stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is, can you run short? Can you run long? Can you be a hands guy? Can you also be a punt returner? Like, very much a versatile-sounding skill set that he will provide.
You could line him up in place of Brandon Ayuk on the outside. You can put him in place of Juwan in the slot. You're probably not going to hand him the ball a lot because he's, what, 185 pounds? He's the slightest of the group of four, but he does have that top-end speed. And as was mentioned before, his 10-yard burst, his 40 time is good, but I think it was C.J. Stroud talking about his 10-yard split in his 40, which is really quick. And I was watching Brian Baldinger in one of his Baldy breakdowns on the player, and he's talking about the way he sets up routes. He's a great route runner. He runs the over route very well, and he's got that speed to where you can get 20 yards down the field rather quickly and set up a deeper route with his moves.
With the 50th pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Mikey Sanristil. Did I get that right? That's a lot.
Like a Sanristil?
That's a lot of consonants. Anyway, cornerback, Michigan. We'll go with Mikey Center still. I don't think you're allowed to say this guy's name until you've had four drinks. Like, it's, it is classically a name that sounds like you're completely drunk. Mikey Sanderstel. Yeah, there it is. Cornerback, Michigan, goes to the Washington. Yeah.
Mikey Sanderstel.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Anyway, he's on the Washington Commanders now.
Wow.
And we are 13 picks away from the San Francisco 49ers.
Jeez, I'm looking at all kinds of mocks, and I'm not seeing him listed. I don't think I like this pick, Mark. I'm not seeing him listed.
Excuse me?
It feels like this is a bit of a reach.
Did you say that you don't like
Not thrilled with this one, no. Okay. I think there are better corners available. I think this is a big miss.
I'm about to throw down on Sanderstil, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Thanks, James.
Trying to fade the Dibber. Wow. I like that. That's you keep trying that.
That's super smart.
Yeah, I've been hot coming off of March Madness, but you go ahead and fade me at your own risk.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are not only on the clock. Actually, the pick is in. The Indianapolis Colts are on the clock at 52. When we get the Steelers pick, we will give that to you, but their pick is in. Colts at 52. Again, the Niners flanking here at 63. So we're starting to get into their zone a little bit where they might be looking at players who could be available. Do they want to trade up? There's been a lot of moving and shaking here in this second round. But, yeah, I do think when we get here Monday, there's going to be obviously a very healthy discussion about what they did in the draft. But as I've always joked, we're largely just going to be, you know, this is what I think most Niner fans do. I know there are guys out there who are just totally dialed in on this, but most Niner fans are going to be like, oh, they got a corner in the sixth round. That was interesting. They took a running back there in the seventh round. They're not going to necessarily know who these people are. So that said, we'll address it. We'll analyze it. But I think when we get in here Monday, the conversation starts about how the 49ers and their starting wide receivers heal together. And that may sound super campy and fluffy and all of that. It's football. They don't need to heal. Rub dirt on your face. Get out there and play. But you have two things here, and I think both of them are totally fair. The bottom line is, this is a fact, Jack. You can dismiss it if you want. But within the last month, the 49ers have offended both of their receivers. I don't care if you think that's a non-starter. They think it matters. They think it matters.
They, the receivers?
Absolutely.
Well, we don't know if they think it matters.
I think we do.
And I think if Brandon Ayuk gets $90 million guaranteed, he gets over it pretty quick.
Well, first of all, I ain't getting $90 million guaranteed.
Well, not the true guarantee, the guaranteed at signing. But whatever he gets, when he gets what he wants, when he gets a deal
of course
that makes him a very, very, very rich man, richer than he already is, he gets over it.
Of course he does, but I don't know if he's getting that. That's the point. The whole
I'm pretty
point
sure
is,
he's getting that. I don't think that they don't trade him and then don't pay him.
Let's not
act. That would be that. That's not what the 49ers do.
Dibs.
They've never done that.
Literally last year, they sat here in March and April and told us, laughable that you don't think that. Like, Nick Bosa, done deal. We budgeted for this. We're ready to rock, ready to give him a huge contract. Don't worry about a thing, Nicky Bosa. And then week one arrived, and it wasn't done yet. I don't know how these negotiations are going to go. But I do know this. Brandon has been inspired on multiple occasions to go to Instagram and express anger.
Instagram anger.
That's where we are now.
Yeah, exactly.
Not saying that it can't be taken care of. I'm with you. I don't think that they keep him unless they feel they can sign him.
Right.
I feel they will sign him. I think that the biggest sign of that is that they started to talk about trading Debo. So I totally think they're all in on signing Brandon. But until it's done, it's not done. And this guy put a poop emoji on Instagram.
Ooh,
pointed the at
the poop
Niners.
Emoji.
No, but you know.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm not saying when you, it's a big.
When you say the words to me, I can't help but laugh. Because
fine.
This grown man went to a social media and decided, I'm going to go poop emoji because this is how I'm feeling. It's just, the whole
money,
thing is like
money talks.
It's like kindergarten.
BS. But that's what it is.
It's like a. I know, but these are grown men.
Not
and
really.
He's going to be getting a contract for more than $25 million a year, and
listen,
they're going to sign him, so he can poop emoji every day until training camp, and it's not going to make me think anything other than they're going to sign a contract.
Probably.
I mean, if they didn't trade him, they're going to sign him.
My whole point of bringing this up is not that there's some issue going forward with their relationship. My point is that the Niners for the rest of the summer now have work to do with their receivers. One of them needs to be signed, and the other one needs to come in motivated. He came in out of shape last year. He needs to come in motivated. Or was it 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yep. Came in out of shape. He needs to come in motivated, and his mind needs to be right. Not thinking about his replacement, not thinking about getting a cap casualty cut at the end of the year. Let's not act like these mental gymnastics are nothing. Plus, you know, we say they're grown men. They are, but they're also kind of not. I've always thought this about pro sports. Like, when you're a professional athlete, sometimes, and I've watched certain guys do this, sometimes you don't actually have to grow up till you retire. It was Bob Golic shared this with me one time.
Whoop.
Yeah, Bob Golic. Longtime lineman in the NFL, Mike's brother. Bob Golic says to me, he retired, and his wife and him suddenly got into all kinds of tense situations because he'd be around the house and the dishes would get left everywhere and he's looking at his wife. You take care of this. You take care of that. Yeah, yeah, you got it, honey. And she finally was like, hey, dude, you live here too and you're an adult. The issue is he had been taking care of his whole life. From adolescence to being a star in high school and college to being a pro, you get taken care of, and in many ways, you don't have to grow up. And so we're not, like, you're right, Dibs. We are dealing with immaturity. We are dealing with people that when they get mad, they're like, I'm going to go to Instagram. I'm going to go to Instagram and take care of this.
Pretty funny.
It is, but that's life. He's 26. That's his reality. And so all I'm saying is, and the 49ers I'm sure know this, but this summer, as soon as this draft is over, they've got some work to do to get everybody's mind right.
Well, it's April 26th, so to think that this is going to be a huge undertaking, I don't see it. And you get past this weekend and the draft is over and the dust settles, and if you're a good leader, John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan or Coach York, whoever it is, you reach out and you talk to Debo, and Debo knows exactly what's going on. The Diana Rossini tweet was a perfect example of where he is. He knows what's going on. He knows his contract is easily bought out next year. He knows they drafted a guy who could likely be his replacement. And so when he gets over the weekend and when it's time for him to get back to business and get ready to go in for OTAs and volunteer workouts and all the rest of it, I fully expect Debo Samuel to put the pride aside, put the hurt feelings aside, because Debo knows the way this goes. This goes one of two ways. Either he goes and he balls out, he works hard, he's a good Niner, he plays as hard as he can, and at that point the Niners part ways, and he's got many, many teams who want to sign him as a free agent. Or he goes into pout mode, he goes in out of shape, he still gets paid, and then the Niners still buy him out, and then he gets to a spot where maybe he's no longer playing football because the word on the street is Debo had his feelings hurt and he didn't put in the work, and Debo Samuel's not the player he was, and he's almost 30 and he's got these injuries, and so maybe no other team wants to go out there and sign him. So once Debo gets past the hurt of this weekend and Diana Rossini with the great quote about how he's feeling, between now and when he really needs to get in there and get started, that's plenty of time for him to decide what he wants to do.
It's plenty of time. It's plenty of time. But there is an anxiety over this, I think, hanging over it that hasn't been there in the past with these homegrown players. All right. We have a couple. Yeah, a couple more picks. With the 51st pick, the Steelers select Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia. And then the very next pick, Indianapolis Colts, 52nd pick. They take wide receiver A.D. Mitchell.
There you go.
From Texas. And that's a prospect that I don't think many expected to last this long.
It's a steal. There was thoughts that the two Texas wide receivers could go back-to-back. And, you know, they didn't, because the first guy went in the first round. And A.D. Mitchell was one of the big guys who fell here in the second round. He kept falling. Worthy went 28 to Kansas City, and I thought A.D. Mitchell would have been right after, but, man, that's another team that maybe would have been interested in Deebo Samuel. So as we get now, what, more than halfway through the second round,
yep, we are.
I think it's pretty, I mean, I could be wrong. Apparently I've been wrong before, according to Grandy. So this thing could, you know, this thing could wind up still happening, but I highly doubt it now that Deebo gets moved into the 50s.
I completely agree. 53rd pick is up. It is the Washington Commanders, and we are 10 picks away from the San Francisco 49ers and their second selection in this draft. And again, we want to take that opportunity to remind you what's going to be coming up next, because we are unlikely to get the Niners pick while you and I are still on the air, unless the Niners trade up a little bit, which they certainly could. But do not fret, 95.7 The Game family, because coming up for the Niner pick and then much more into the third round as well, second and third round, and the third round picks will start coming really hot and heavy, because you said 5 minutes on those, right?
Yep.
7 minutes for these second rounders, 5 minutes for the third rounders, and it's going to be Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett taking you into the night all evening long for rounds two and three, all the picks, all the reaction, all the calls, and then the nightcap once it is all over. We're sponsored by Pacific Coast Termite, and we'll be back with more picks, talking a little bit more about Ricky Pearsall, and it very, very much looks like the Niners are keeping their starting receiving core. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
With the 53rd pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Ben Sinnott, tight end, Kansas State. And with the 54th pick in the NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Mike Hall, defensive tackle, Ohio State. We are 9 picks away.
Okay. 9 away, and we're down to the final 10 minutes here. I don't like our chances to be able to squeeze it in.
Probably not.
Michael Hall was one that Jake Hutchinson had mentioned as a player that the Niners would be maybe interested in that second round pick, but he gone.
I got my eye on Ennis Rakestraw. Ennis Rakestraw, cornerback for the 49ers at 63.
Okay.
That's where I got my eye right now.
Ennis Rakestraw.
Ennis Rakestraw.
From?
Somewhere.
Missouri.
Missouri, that's right. Missouri. I like my Ennis Rakestraw. He might be gone. We'll see. Dolphins on the clock. Cowboys, Bucks, Packers, Texans, Bills, Lions, Ravens, and then the Niners at 63 before the Chiefs will close out round two at number 64. We'll keep you up to date. We do have a couple things in the NBA to chat about, such as Luka Doncic just limped off the court.
Jeez.
To the locker room. Luka Doncic just left the game against the Clippers. The Pacers take a 2-1 lead on the Bucks in with an overtime victory in Game 3 in Indiana. So everybody's Giannis scenario just playing out perfectly.
Yeah.
He's just hurt, not playing, and the Bucks are just stinking up the joint. So, yay, Giannis to the Dubs. Here we go.
It becomes more possible if they lose the series in 5 or 6. And, you know, if he starts to be a bit disgruntled with another early ouster for Milwaukee, it's, you know, it does more for the rumors than if they have a deep run.
I don't know what to think about the way, like, first of all, we're just not used to sitting here in April and thinking about and talking about this stuff. But the more
what, the Warriors offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a weird vibe to sit here and look at series and be thinking about it through that lens. But, like, fair, I do think that the Warriors are going to be at least mentally more aggressive than people think they should be, which is to say they are not done with what they would refer to as the Steph Curry era. I don't know about the whole big three thing. I think that they've openly stated they want it to go that way. Don't know if it will. The Warriors, I look at the way they've talked about Klay Thompson, very similar to the way the Niners have talked about Debo and Brandon. Our plans are for him to be in the in our future. We love the player. Yeah, and if the right call gets made, oh, you gone.
Right.
You gone.
If somebody offers Klay 2 and 60.
Well, more so meaning, because remember we were told by Bobby Marks that the Warriors cannot afford to bring Klay back and go big game hunting.
Right.
So if that player becomes available, if there's a LeBron, if there's a Giannis, and Joe Lacob can see it and smell it and see the path and all of those things, I think they're going to be in. I think they're absolutely going to be in and ready for that. And so that's kind of the way we're all watching these NBA playoffs now. It's like, which one goes sideways and what might he want to do? The Lakers about to get swept out of this.
Yeah, and I was just going to point that out because you and I had this conversation before the start of the playoffs, and you had said that you didn't think that there'd be any sweeps in the Western Conference.
I sure did.
Minnesota up 2-0. OKC's up 2-0. Denver's up 3-0. So, in fact, we might be looking at 3 sweeps.
We might.
I don't think we will. The Thunder and the Pelicans with Zion being injured, the Thunder look like they're in pretty firm control. And the Suns are, I had mentioned earlier this week that the Suns play hate ball because they hate each other. They play like they hate each other. That team looks like they're a team ready for the summer as well. So, I mean, we might be looking at multiple sweeps in the West.
I can't. Yeah.
Oh, it's you again.
I can't figure out the Suns. More on that in a second. With the 55th pick, the Miami Dolphins select Patrick Paul, left tackle out of Houston. Patrick Paul.
Two first names. I don't like the pick.
Neither do I. Yeah,
I mean, just on principle. 6'8", 331. 6'8".
Somebody just fed that guy too much food.
The Niners had a 6'8" offensive lineman once upon a time. His name was Quame Harris.
Yeah, that didn't go too well.
No.
It did not. You had to be more than just big.
He has the second longest arms at the combine.
Wow. Dallas Cowboys on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Guru say that they got Ezekiel Elliott back? Actually happen?
There are reports that came out a few hours ago that they used the word expected.
Okay.
It's been rumored for a while. Now the reports are the expected return is about to be official. It's not official.
Okay.
But yes, Zeke is going to go back to
the Cowboys.
Well,
because we come in about 4 to 5 minutes before the crossover starts, and stuff is usually flying around the room. Today was actually off the charts, yeah. What we were talking about.
It was pretty fun.
It was crazy. And then right before we get on the air, Guru, Zeke's back from the boys.
Right.
And I was like, what? I don't even, and then we, you know, Steiny, hey. And so I couldn't follow up, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Cowboys are on the clock, and this is interesting. I think this.
8 picks away.
Well, we're 8 picks away. I also think, watch for the Cowboys to do something here that might put a little shot across the bow to Micah Parsons. I wouldn't be surprised if you see an edge rusher go off the board right here, because I keep hearing whispers as Micah moves towards what would be just a massive extension, that there's something going on behind the scenes where the Cowboys and Parsons are not on the same page, and I don't just mean money. I mean locker room presence. I don't think they love his podcast where he's putting stuff on blast every week. Boy, can you imagine rooting for a team where some guy went and did a podcast ever after every game? That would be wild. Anyway, I think you might see something like that here. Look for the Cowboys to take an edge rusher.
Chris Braswell out of Alabama is a guy who had a monster year last year. He's an edge, 8.5 sacks. He forced 3 fumbles. He's got the same explosive power and active hands that you might have seen from Micah Parsons.
Yeah. All right. So
it's a name to watch as we get closer.
We're probably going to be able to sneak that in before we hop on out of here. And then, then the countdown is on. 6 more picks.
Grandy and Sterling will take it for you.
Until we get to another 49er pick. Yeah. Yeah.
Excited. TJ Tampa is a name that has been thrown out. He's an Iowa State kid. So maybe Brock is doing a little whisper, hey, coach. And he is actually talking to his coach, maybe John Lynch as well. TJ Tampa, I would assume it's a former teammate. I don't know if they cross paths at Iowa State or not.
It's so funny the way that, you know, as we get here now, it sort of feels like we're comfortable that the wide receivers aren't going to go. We've spent a whole week talking. And that was fair. That's where our heads were at the time. And you and I both predicted that there would not, like that at the beginning of the week, we're like, yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he's going anywhere. And then we got taken on the ride of, like, Debo got thrown into this. And now it looks like they're not going anywhere either. And so it's just funny. I sit here today and look at you and go, exactly what we thought was going to happen happened, yet somehow I feel a little bit surprised. Even if it didn't involve them, I did expect more activity. If you had asked me if the Niners would have some sort of transaction, any kind, in the first or second round, before we started last night, I'd have said yes. I would have thought there would have been something.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday about stick and pick, move up or move back, and I think you and I both agreed that stick and pick was the third most likely of the three.
I went move back first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they ended up with the stick and pick, and they I don't think that if we would have talked about if they stick and pick, would they take a wide receiver? Would they not trade Brandon or Debo and pick a receiver? I wouldn't have had that on the bingo card.
Okay. Who was the, when I said edge rusher, who was the guy you mentioned?
Chris Braswell from Alabama.
All right. With the 56th pick, the Dallas Cowboys select Marshawn Neyland, edge rusher, Western Michigan.
You were right about the edge, and I was wrong about the player. And I'll tell you what, they're going to regret taking Braswell.
I hate the pick. You want to know why? Kid's a freaking cowboy. Get him out of here. I hate that guy. Tell you what's coming up in the game, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. It is draft night part 2 on the game with Grandy and Sterling Bennett. All the reaction, all the info, rounds 2 and 3 all night long coming up next. Thanks for all the interaction. Great stuff throughout the week. Dibs, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Nah.
All right, we won't. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.